The reason I keep it interactive is because I want to hear kind of where you're coming from. So the first question is not so much for me to tell you why I think you should manage upwards. It's a dialogue. So I would love to hear from your standpoint, why do we want to? Why do you want to manage upwards at work? And there's a little bit of a trick here because there are some answers I've heard before from folks that I think might be secondary to the primary objectives. So just tell me all the ones that apply to you. And, again, we're using chat and our phone, so, you know, feel free to chime in right now.
For me, I think it's promotion. And then I would say maybe wanting my manager to have my back as well. I don't feel like my manager really cares much about my development.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'm Bridget. For me, I guess I'll go for A because I'm new to the group.
Okay.
And then probably I would like to have E too, so that he or she has a better perception of my ability. Thank you.
E, okay, awesome. Agnes?
For me, it was the same thing as the first speaker said, like I was having a talk with my manager, not questioning my ability to do the job.
Right. Okay, awesome. So, you know, really wanting to be trusted and not being micromanaged, really stand out and get promoted faster, want my manager to have my back, and in some ways being able to influence how your manager perceives you. So my question is, does that happen, well, this is why manage Upwork, right? So this, I think this is a very experienced group, so it's great. A lot of times I've heard some people have said, I want to be liked or I want to be friends. These are kind of more secondary and actually not objectives. And I'm glad this group actually is very focused and understands why managing Upwork is important from a career standpoint. It's not about being liked, but more about being respected and having influence and having trust and having a relationship with your manager.